This is Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. You've heard our reporting on the enormous oil seep that's now being cleaned up near the Kern County community of McKittrick. Well, there are lots of Valley towns bordering petroleum development, and today I'll take you to an unincorporated community adjacent to one of the state's largest oil fields, where residents are worried about long-term impacts. When Saul Ruiz heard about the McKittrick oil seep, his first reaction was worry. Worry for the people and environment nearby, but also for residents of other similar communities.
Pues mi primera reacción es de que
his worry was that problems like these could expand to other communities like Taft, Bunny Willow, you know, Lost Hills.
Lost Hills, a community of 2,400 tucked between the I-5 and an oil field in western Kern County.
Sí, aquí es mi casa.
It's where Ruiz settled 34 years ago and now lives with his wife, 8 of his 9 kids, and dozens of chickens.
Es algo muy, muy bien y a mí.
What he likes about this town is that it's very relaxed, very tranquil. He says, aside from the poor air quality, you know, he loves this town.
The air quality. Ruiz worries it's worse here than elsewhere in the valley. Residents complain of smells like rotten eggs and chemicals. When his daughter was young, she landed repeatedly in the emergency room with asthma attacks. He wondered, could it be because of the highway running through town, pesticides used in nearby pistachio fields, or that other big industry nearby?
Yo pienso que es a causa de esto de los campos de petróleo.
And he thinks it has a lot to do with being so close to the oil fields.
More than 5,000 wells stretch toward the horizon outside of Lost Hills. It's one of the 10 most productive oil and gas fields in the state. But it's hard to know what's in their air. The nearest government-funded air monitor is 30 miles away in Shafter. So, to better understand his environment, Ruiz joined the Lost Hills Committee in Action, a grassroots group trying to improve the quality of life in town. He's now the president. And last year, after public meetings and discussions with partners, the committee won a state grant to place 7 high-tech air monitors around town, almost $400,000. Finally, he thinks, he might get some answers.
It
brought new life into it. You know, he was really excited to know that for the health of his family, that we'd be able to start addressing the contaminants in the air.
Jesus Alonso is with the environmental advocacy group Clean Water Action, one of the partners on the grant. You've heard him translating. We meet at a food truck on the main drag where families and laborers are eating tacos and burritos. Alonso gets a tamarind-flavored Mexican soda, then explains these monitors are testing for pollutants like particulate matter, ozone, volatile organic compounds, and methane.
The goal with these monitors is to monitor the different contaminants that are commonly found near oil and gas sources and ag sources.
The objective? Inform themselves.
They'll be armed with the knowledge to not only create change in their personal lives, but create change for the community.
Augustine Bernardino has lived in Lost Hills for 47 years. He says many odors come in on the wind. There's the wind from the highway, and the particulate matter is increasingly being linked to respiratory and cardiovascular problems. There's the wind from the fields, and some pesticides are known to be carcinogenic. But, he says,
pues el viento que viene del west es
the most toxic one is the one that comes from the west. West of us is the oil fields.
So, do residents have reason to be concerned about petroleum emissions? The research says maybe.
The reason why is we really cannot put people in laboratories and control everything else that's happening to them. There's, you know, people are exposed to a lot of things.
That's Lisa McKenzie, a public health researcher at the University of Colorado who studies petroleum development in urban areas. By observing large populations over long time frames, she's found an increased risk of congenital heart defects and childhood cancers near oil fields. She demonstrated a correlation, but not direct cause and effect.
I often refer people to looking at how long it has taken, you know, to make those links between smoking cigarettes and cancer and some of the secondhand smoke studies.
Still, a 2015 study by the Washington-based environmental group Earthworks called out Lost Hills as one of 2 California communities especially at risk from oil and gas impacts. By collecting air samples and infrared imaging in the Lost Hills oil field, author Bruce Basil found traces of methane and an organic compound called isoprene, designated a possible carcinogen.
The chemicals are there in the air, and the people have symptoms that are consistent with the kind of symptoms if you do rat research in a lab or something, the rats would have.
Symptoms like skin irritation and nosebleeds. But again, no cause and effect. Even the state recognizes gaps in air quality knowledge. Earlier this year, it launched its own program to temporarily monitor air quality specifically near petroleum sources. For its part, the local San Joaquin Valley Air District tracks emissions using 39 monitors across the valley. John Klassen with the Air District says it's unlikely they've missed any major emissions in Lost Hills, but more information is welcome.
We're confident that the network we have established captures the peak for the valley, which is what we really want to know. But of course, if there's projects out there that can collect data in these areas that we haven't had historical monitoring, that's always good to know, to see that data.
The Western States Petroleum Association turned down an interview request, but in an email statement said it supports air monitoring like this because it provides important data. In Lost Hills, Saul Ruiz is so enthusiastic about that data, he agreed to place one of the monitors just outside his house. But the one he's most excited about is at the elementary school, the point in the community that's closest to the oil fields. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.